So earlier on this morning, Angus Chambers was with us. We were talking about the funding of GPs and how they're losing out to the state sector, the public hospitals, because the government's got a checkbook and private operators can't possibly, you know, compete with that. So what I'd read earlier on this week and hadn't had time to introduce to the program is a report written by Des Gorman. And I'd asked Angus Chambers, who's the GenPro chair, whether or not he'd read it and what he thought about it.
It's bullshit, to be honest, Mike.
Right, so what Des Gorman says is the country needed to train more GPs urgently. I think everyone would agree with that. And he says they should incentivise the existing network to do more hours. I don't know that many people would necessarily disagree with that. Maybe the doctors say we work too many hours anyway. 40 years ago, he writes in his report, we had almost 45% of medical workforce working as GPs. Now it's down to 20. They're working a day a week less. We need to add 300 GPs to the workforce every year. For the next decade, primary health organisations and their general practices are paid according to the number of people enrolled, not the number of times they see them. That varies from $470 a year for a preschooler to $509 a year for a pensioner with high health needs. That is on top of the extra cash for specific services like vaccinations and fees to patients, etc. The model, he argues, is flawed. Human behaviour, predictably, will be to enrol as many people as possible who will never come in and see you, and to make yourself unavailable. And in terms of fee for service, human behaviour dictates that you will want to decrease the contact times to increase the throughput. The GP clinics should instead be encouraged to deliver specific outcomes for the communities. Now, in hearing that, do you disagree with that? In theory, it sounds, I mean, if you're paid for people to be on your roll, what are you going to do? You're going to enrol people, aren't you? Whether they come to you or not, you don't care because you've got them and you've got the money. Now, I'm a very good example. I happened to be going to the doctor on Monday. And interestingly enough, I didn't even have any trouble getting an appointment. And I said, when I go to the doctor, and she goes, I can offer you Monday. I can't remember. I can offer you Monday at 9, 9.15, 10, 10.15, 10.45. I felt like asking, is it actually a doctor I'm seeing? But anyway, that will be the first time I've gone in God knows how long. But they're getting the funding for me whether I go or not. So there might have something there.